Nolte, Demrun Los Angeles warned citizens to stop wearing expensive jewelry. By John Nolte on March 24, 2022. Los Angeles police are warning people that wearing expensive jewelry in public could make them a target for thieves, reports the far-left Associated Press, adding, a note of caution as robberies are up citywide. Robberies are up citywide? To say the least. Compared to 2021, robberies in Los Angeles are up 18%, while robberies with firearms are up a whopping 44%. On Tuesday, in broad daylight in downtown Beverly Hills, five thieves used sledgehammers to smash the window of Luxury Jewels of Beverly Hills and got away from $3 to $5 million in jewelry. Luckily, no one was hurt, unless you count the insurance company. But now the Democrat-run city of Los Angeles is so broken, so overrun, so lawless, the police are telling residents not to wear the kind of jewelry that could make them a target for thieves. Over the last year, there has been a marked increase of armed robberies involving victims wearing expensive jewelry while in public. If it is visible, it can be a target, an LAPD statement said. These are not only smash and snatch the necklace off your neck jobs. Thieves are targeting citizens based on their jewelry or cars and then following them home. In November, detectives from the police department's elite robbery homicide division formed a follow-home task force to investigate crimes where people are targeted by criminals and tailed home or to an isolated area, the AP report continues. People were often followed from areas such as Melrose Avenue in the city's jewelry district, as well as high-end restaurants and nightclubs in Hollywood and Wilshire. In one case, the armed thieves allegedly stole more than $3,600 worth of jewelry from a man at a mall parking garage. In the other incident, one victim was pistol-whipped and the other had their Rolex and phone stolen at gunpoint during a follow-home robbery. Peter Sedke, owner of Luxury Jewels, talked about people's changing habits. Beverly Hills is supposed to be a safe area. You should be able to walk around wearing whatever jewelry you want. But he said people are shedding their jewelry for public use, saving it for private events for fear of being robbed. Well, what did you expect voting for Democrats? If you vote for Democrats, everyone is released from prison. No one is charged with felonies, and no one is held on bail. It's a free-for-all of lawlessness. Criminals in Los Angeles and countless other Democrat-run cities are like cowboys riding into a town where everyone's fighting and shooting guns in the air. You just know there's no law and order and that you can get away with pretty much anything. You can't blame the cops. Between the defunding movements, the race hoaxes, and the revolving doors in prosecutors' offices, what are the police supposed to do? They're understaffed, underfunded, under fire, and at constant risk of becoming the corporate media's hate object of the week. A police department can't function at 100% under those circumstances. The problem here is Democrats. No, the problem here is people who vote for Democrats. Every high-crime city in the country is run by Democrats and Democrats alone. You get what you vote for, and now these people are getting it good. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.